Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL match up like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us this morning on the Trocare College Live Line, the Director of Security at Niagara Falls City Schools, Brian Del Porto. We're talking about threats made against schools in the about 2 weeks since school started here in Western New York. We've already seen across the area many different threats, online posts, even spray-painted threats on sidewalks here in the past week being made against schools and the security's response to that. Brian, thanks for joining us this morning. You know, we hear about these, like just yesterday, somebody arrested, charged with making threats against the Lockport and Newfane school districts. When there is a threat, a post or something like that made, how usually are police or schools made aware of this?
Well, a lot of times the threats come in through the police department. They're identified before the school even knows. But if it does come in through an anonymous reporting system or any type of reporting system that a school would have, a bunch of processes immediately kick off. The school team would meet and put their processes into place, as well as obviously notifying local law enforcement. Local law enforcement would then in turn notify federal law enforcement, and everybody would be working on this to resolve the issue and deem it either credible or non-credible as quickly as possible, because the goal is obviously not having the school day disrupted by a threat.
Brian, is there an increase in threats, or are they just being made more public than ever before?
I think there is an increase in threats, and obviously an increase in an increase in the amount of social media usage and the threats coming in through social media. Good news, bad news situation with that. They do leave a digital fingerprint when threats come in through social media. So police, crime analysis centers, our federal law enforcement partners are usually very, very good about identifying where the threat came in to give the school districts guidance on whether we believe them to be a credible threat or what type of action the school should take.
Usually when we hear about this, we hear kind of the same thing after the fact. You know, we've found a post on social media, or we found this or that. We don't deem it to be credible, but there's an uptick in security or an enhanced police presence or something like that in school the next day or the next week. When we talk about enhanced security in school after one of these, can you tell us what exactly does that mean?
So usually what it means is schools will do bag checks on kids coming in. If they're available, weapon detection systems are moved up and the settings are moved up in accordance to, how credible the threat is. Staff is notified. We work with our law enforcement partners to have more law enforcement. Obviously, the SRO programs in the school are an essential piece to school security on the day-to-day basis. But when a threat comes in, that all gets intensified and enhanced through our law enforcement partners. The other thing that kind of goes on behind the scenes is we're very fortunate in Niagara and Erie County to have crime analysis centers where crime analysts are working on these threats to identify them, to find out whether they're credible or not, where the threat came from, to bring it to be least intrusive as possible.
I'm wondering, what is the consequence for a middle or high school student who makes a threat?
Well, see, Susan, therein lies the problem, I believe, because accountability with these threats, I think, really would decrease the amount of threats. Usually, as you've seen, the investigators are very good at identifying the person, laying charges, even the prosecution end. But usually because of the age of the person committing the threat, the accountability end really isn't there. And those are things that really are out of law enforcement's hands, out of even the court's hands, because of the age of the students. Those are things that really need to be looked at by the legislators, because these are completely disruptive to the school day, to the good students trying to learn. They absolutely, if they're standing out in the parking lot because we have some type of threat or we have to evacuate the school, they're not in math class or social studies class. So I think the accountability end really needs to be looked at with what we're doing, because usually the arrests are made by law enforcement when these things are, when people are identified and the investigation's concluded.
You know, when these threats are made, how important is it that they're publicized, you know, kind of to what you were just talking about? We heard from Niagara County Police yesterday about this person charged with making threats against Lockport and Newfane, to let people know there are consequences for these actions. And, you know, to that, what exactly are the consequences if you are, you know, charged with making some sort of threat?
Well, I mean, you could be charged, obviously, with anything up to a felony, but again, it really depends on the offender's age on what the consequences would be. And that's what I think really needs to be looked at, what those consequences are and what we feel as society we're comfortable with consequences with folks under 18. And we know through the years with raise the age, those consequences have been diminished somewhat. And I definitely think that plays into the frequency of these threats. You know, I'm not saying jail is always the answer. Maybe it's counseling, but definitely consequences for those type of threats for disrupting the normal day-to-day operations of a school.
You know, when it comes to securing schools in Niagara Falls, do you have school resource officers inside? Do you keep any officers outside? How do you deal with this?
We do. On the day-to-day, we have a school resource officer program. So we have officers in high school, middle schools. We have officers that go around to the different elementary schools. And I think that's a hugely important part to the security of schools. I think school districts that don't have SROs are really missing out on a huge key component to their security. But that said, security in a school really does have to be a layered approach. It can't just be, there's no magic wand. It's not metal detectors. It's not just police. It's not just security. It's really all of those things into place. And that said, school districts, and I think people are catching on to this, need to really put their money where their mouth is. Our superintendent here in Niagara Falls and the school board has been very good with making security a priority financially, because these things do cost money. We have security officers in every school. You know, we reimburse police departments. We have police at sporting events. So these things cost money. But I think from a security standpoint, it's absolutely essential to the effective running and safety of a school.
Well, we thank you so much for joining us this morning. Brian Del Porto is Director of Security at Niagara Falls City Schools on the Trocare College Live Line with us, looking at the school threats.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nore Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nore Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nore.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.